To evolve, I have to let go of who I believe that I am now. Why would we think being who we were yesterday is in any way superior to whom we have become? Quite a statement there, isn't it? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you the thought for today. To evolve, and that's the point now, to evolve, I have to let go of who I believe that I am now. Why would we think being who we were yesterday is in any way superior to whom we have become? Now, this is the idea of the now, and this is the idea of evolving. And the statement comes from some famous philosopher. All these statements I pick up here and there and everywhere, and they're talking about evolving. They're talking about changing from what you are today to what you are tomorrow. And I think that that's a very wonderful thing to think about, a very wonderful idea to become aware of, that we are evolving from the monkey to the man, to the human, you know. We're evolving from an idiot to a brilliant person. We're evolving from being single to being married, you know. We're evolving from not having children to having children. And I would like us to think how strange that really sounds. Now, we teach this. We teach all exists in the now. All exists in completion in the now. There is nothing to evolve. There is nothing to be changed in any way. All we are doing is revealing what already exists in the allness. And to reveal what already exists in the allness does not mean to have a change from what it was to what it will be. If you are a gemstone person and you are working on diamonds and you're making the diamonds into beautiful diamonds, and someone says to you, well, how do you know what the diamond's going to become? And then you say to them, well, I don't. I just take the diamond and I make a few judicious pounds with a hammer and chisel on it, and then I realize what its potential is. Well, now, why is it that this diamond person, this diamond cutter, can make a cut as to know who and what something is? Why is it? Why is it that he can do that? Why can he know in the first place that there is going to be a beautiful diamond within that stone? Why does he bother cutting? Well, he knows. He knows that it's there. He sees beyond it. He reveals what's there because he intuitively knows what is there. Now, many parents have the audacity to say that their child is a child of a bad seed. They're saying that the father or mother was bad, and so therefore the child will be bad. Well, what an interesting autopsy to give to a living being, to give to a child coming into the world and expressing. If the child is given, the child in the first place is a fabulous being. Now, how is that child going to be molded by his environment and by himself? That remains to be seen. How will he find himself? Will he find himself early in the game, or will he find himself late in the game? Will he find out who he is at an early point, or will he go most of his life until all of a sudden he has an awakening to his spiritual reality or to his physical reality of his potential? Ellen is reading a book right now about a man who fell out of a window, and he was given up as being unable to walk, unable to do anything in any way. And the man decided not to. Now, this man is a man, okay? He's a man. He's a, let's say he was 30 years old at the time he fell out of the window. I'm not sure what he it was because I did not read the book. But Ellen told us a little about him. At 30 years old, he hadn't found himself yet. At 30 years old, he was still wandering around doing things and falling out of windows, you know, and hurting himself. Well, then the medical profession and friends said, give up. Give up. No sense in trying to make your body function. No sense in trying to make something out of your life. You're already, you know, kaput. You're already shot in the saddle. And he said, no. And so he went on to a whole field of photography and travel and spiritual awareness, which were rather remarkable. Now, when he was born, his parents thought he was okay. He was a good child. He was a wonderful person. They trained him, but they didn't see in him the real genius he was. And he didn't see the real genius. And then he went on. And he had this experience of falling out the window. And in that experience, his whole life changed because he developed a will to be himself, a will to live, a will to find something in him that he had never known before. And he searched for that will. And he found that will, and he applied that will to himself. Now, that's rather wonderful, isn't it? Now, if you had looked at him before he fell out the window, you would have said, it's an ordinary person, you know, doing ordinary things. Maybe he was a successful person. Maybe he did whatever he did, but he was just ordinary. But once he found that he had to have the will to live, once he found that he had to be something greater than what he would appear to be as a fallen angel, you know, with a broken body, once he found that he had to step further, he used that divine inner self to reveal who he really was. Now, has he fully revealed who he is? No, but he's on the path. Have you fully revealed who you are? No, but you're on the path. Are you evolving? No. You are becoming aware every moment of your life how wonderful you are and how beautiful you are and how great you are. And if we don't let go, as he fell out the window, if you don't let go of the past and live in the now and enjoy the now, you'll never realize who you really are. Who is underneath that gemstone? What was the wonderful man that Michelangelo brought out of the stone, you know? He brought this Adonis out of the stone, which other artists had given up on that stone because it was not perfect. But he found a great man. He found one of the greatest pieces of statuary that were ever created, you know? Now, what are you going to find? And when are you going to find? You want to come along with me? I'll shove you out the window, you know? And then you better be thinking about what you're going to do after you land. And it's probably an expensive proposition getting put back together again, too, you know? Like the fellow who fell out of an airplane. He jumped out, but his parachute didn't open. And he hit the ground, and his body was just in shreds. And fortunately, it was in the service, and they put him all back together, put all the nerves back together, all the bones back together, and they told him that he'd never run, he'd never do this, and he'd never do that, which was a good inspiration for him. And he went out, and he became an Olympic runner. You see, you can do anything. And you don't know. And you can be in the worst of the worst shape. You can have the most limitation. Now, is it bad being born black? Being born in a different culture? In a different philosophy or religion? Is it bad being having a crippled body? Is it bad falling out of a window and getting yourself put back together again, and people say you'll never walk, you never do this, and it puts you down. Are any of those things bad? No. The only thing bad would be saying that that is who you really are. The only thing bad is by looking at the apparent illusion of who you are right now and calling that your reality. If you do that, then that's your limitation. And we don't evolve in anything. We don't evolve in philosophy. We don't evolve in man as we know him from the Egyptian times, man from the Roman times, the pre-man had all the facilities that man has today. And it's just a matter of what he's using it for. Just a matter of how he's applying it to his life today. Was woman always a good-for-nothing being as she is today? Herb, how can you say woman is a good-for-nothing being? Because woman says that. Women teach their children. They must respect women. Why should they respect women? Women should teach their children to respect themselves. And when the children respect themselves, they'll respect everyone else. And they don't have to respect women. Now, do you want to respect a dog as a dog? Or do you want to respect a dog as a beautiful being? Do you want to respect a child as a child, or a child as a beautiful being? We look beyond the limited appearances that stand before us right now as we're writing these notes down, right, Ingeborg?
Yes.
As we're writing these notes down. And so as we look forward to who we are and knowing what we're doing and being who we really are, looking past the outer limitation, the outer appearances, the gem of who we are, the diamond that stands firm and well faceted within us, is always there, ready to be revealed, if we are ready to reveal it. And I think that you're ready to reveal it. Why would we think being who we were yesterday is in any way superior to who we have become? Well, we are revealing right now who we are. And who we were yesterday is the same person we are right now. We are the same beautiful person yesterday, today, and forevermore. Because all we are doing is revealing that perfect person. And as the statement is in the Bible, I see through a glass darkly. Dark. And when I was a child, I thought like a child. And now I am man. So, when I was unaware, I thought as an unaware person. Now that I am aware, I think as an aware person, and I live in that consciousness. So this is my thought for you for today. You are revealing right now the divine being that you are. Let it be. It's a lot of fun. I love you, I love you, I love you.